For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says dialogue and cooperation are the main trends in Sino-U.S. relations. The comment made on Thursday is in response to a recent U.S. poll revealing that some Americans are concerned about China's rising power. Due to differences in history, culture, social systems, and development levels, China and the United States inevitably hold different views on certain issues. Hong said Sino-U.S. relations are developing steadily as the two sides build a new model of major country relations based on the consensus reached by both presidents. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang on Wednesday vowed to further strengthen cooperation between China's northeast provinces and Russia's far eastern regions. Li spoke while meeting Russian Deputy Prime Minister Yuri Trutnev on the sidelines of the summer Davos Forum. Li said the two sides should strengthen cooperation in areas including industrial capacity, infrastructure construction, resources development and processing, high technology and innovation. Trutnev echoed Li by saying that Russia's far eastern regions are conducting large-scale development and construction and that Chinese companies will be welcome to join infrastructure projects such as transportation and ports. The Chinese premier says China was responsible for around 30% of world economic growth during the first half of this year. Li Keqiang notes amid a slowing world economy, China's 7% growth during the first half was not an easy achievement. He adds that the world's second largest economy will not make a hard landing. The premier made the remarks today at the opening ceremony of the Summer Davos Forum in Dalian City. This year's forum focuses on innovation and entrepreneurship with more than 1,700 business leaders and experts from over 90 countries. China will open its domestic interbank foreign exchange market to overseas central banks. The Chinese premier made the remarks at the Summer Davos Forum. China's already allowed foreign central banks to participate in the interbank bond market. Premier Li adds China will complete the cross-border yuan payment system that facilitates the development of the offshore yuan market by the end of this year. Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Nguyen Xuân Phu will pay an official visit to China and attend the 12th China-ASEAN Expo from September 16th to the 20th. During the visit, Phu will hold talks with Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli in Beijing and attend the opening ceremony of the China-ASEAN Expo in Guangxizhuang Autonomous Region. The expo between China and the 10-member ASEAN bloc is hosted every year in Nanning City. This year's expo will feature more than 4,000 booths, including more than 200 booths from 100 Vietnamese companies. Chinese internet celebrity Gua Meimei has been sentenced by a court in Beijing to 5 years in prison for running a casino in the capital. According to the ruling, Gua, who was in court on Thursday, was also fined 50,000 yuan, or roughly $7,800. Gua was arrested in August of last year for running the casino and was prosecuted in May of this year. Gua gained notoriety in China in 2011 when she claimed to be manager of an organization under the charity Red Cross Society of China and openly flaunted her wealth and extravagant lifestyle on social media. The scandal dealt a major blow to the reputation of the RCSC. The incident and ensuing scandals triggered public concern about embezzlement and improper management of charities. Former German captain Philipp Lahm announced he'll retire from football after his contract with Bayern Munich runs out in 2018. Lahm, a Munich native who's also captain of the German champions, has been playing for Bayern for 10 years now. His many achievements include 5 Bundesliga titles, 5 DFB Cups, and 1 Champions League title with Bayern Munich. He also led Germany to World Cup glory in Brazil. 31-year-old Lahm quit Germany's national squad after that World Cup victory last summer. British band Muse is set to rock Beijing and Shanghai next week. The band is known for using symphonies, choirs, and synthesizers to create its rock shows. They've won countless awards for their live performances and are often referred to as Britain's best live band. The band boasts 7 studio albums that have sold more than 15 million copies worldwide. One of their biggest moments came when they performed the song Survival during the 2012 Olympic Games in London. During an interview with China Daily, the band promised a mix of old and new songs, along with a great live show. It's going to be their first tour of China. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.